Welcome, everyone, to the Parshas HaShavua. This week's Parsha is a double Parsha, Chukas and Bullock, which come together sometimes as a combined Parsha. Chukas deals, of course, with the mitzvah of Parah Aduma, the red heifer, which we'll talk about in a moment, and also the death of Aharon and Miriam and other wars, etc. And Bullock has the whole story with the Bullock, the king of Moab, commissioning a prophet, a non-Jewish prophet, to come and curse the Jewish people, which God doesn't allow him to do, and all these curses are turned to blessings. But there's a famous question that comes up in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, and that is when the Torah wants to tell us the law of the Parah Aduma, the red heifer, it says, Zois Chukas HaTorah. This is the statute, this is the law of the Torah, rather than saying, Zois Chukas HaParah. This is the Chuk of the Parah. So we have a couple of different answers. So Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch said the following, and he said, this is interesting that this phrase, Zois Chukas HaTorah, comes up twice in the Chumash. The one is with regard to Parah Aduma, the red heifer, which was the idea of purity from coming into contact with a dead body, something which really beyond the rationale and something we just keep because Hashem told us to keep it. It's one of these mitzvahs that we don't really understand, but it's the idea of purity of the body. And then the other time it shows up is in when they came back for the war of Midian, and they came back with all of the different vessels that were non-kosher and needed to be immersed. Over there, also the Torah says, Zois Chukas HaTorah. This is the law of the Torah, which Hashem commanded Moshe about kashering the, you know, making the kalim, the vessels kosher, and so on. So he says, both places it says, Zois Chukas HaTorah, and he says, this is the foundation of Torah, the purity, but purity of the body and purity of kashrut, of what we eat, and food that we take into our body, we ingest in our body, also so important that it should be pure and holy. So therefore he says, this is the why the Torah says, Zois Chukas HaTorah. This is the law of the Torah. In other words, the law of the Torah is a prerequisite to really connecting with the Torah, a prerequisite to really serving Hashem properly is purity, purity of the body, what we do with our body, and purity of the food that we eat. Another idea is, this comes from a sefer called Dvash V'Chola, brought down in a sefer called Likutei Basar Likutei. And it says the following, based on the Be'er Mayim Chaim. It's brought down, the Be'er Mayim Chaim says, that when someone goes to mikveh in the winter and it's cold and it's uncomfortable, then not only is the person rewarded for the mikveh that he went to in the winter, but he gets rewarded for the mikveh that he went in the summer as well. Even though in the summer when he goes into cold water, it's hot and actually it's pleasurable, it's nice to cool down, but nevertheless, he still gets reward. The reason is because keeping a mitzvah, going to mikveh in the winter, says the Be'er Mayim Chaim, when it's hard, shows that the person is committed to the mitzvah no matter what happens. And therefore the reward is tremendous because he's doing a mitzvah out of pure commitment. And therefore, even when he goes to mikveh in the summer, because he showed them when he went to mikveh in the winter was because of dedication and commitment to Hashem's halachas, Hashem's Torah, so too, when he's doing it in the summer, he's not only doing it for the pleasure, but he's doing it because it's a mitzvah. And therefore he gets reward for that mitzvah in the summer as well. The same thing says at Dvash V'Cholov. We have different mitzvahs in the Torah. Some are chukim, laws that have no reason. We don't understand the reason, or whatever the case is. And then we have mitzvahs that are mishpatim, mitzvahs that are logical and rational, we do understand. Which mitzvah is it easier to keep? Obviously mishpatim, because we understand it, makes sense, it's logical, and that logic and that rationale inspires us and drives us to do the mitzvah. But a mitzvah that is a choyk, that has no reason, particularly the Parah Aduma one, particularly the choyk of Parah Aduma, which is such an unbelievable, difficult mitzvah to understand, to the point that Shlomo HaMelech said that he was able to work out the understanding between the understanding behind all of the mitzvahs, even the chukim, except for Parah Aduma. He rechoika mimeni, he was distant from me, says Shlomo HaMelech. And yet, if they didn't keep the mitzvah of Parah Aduma, then they get reward for all the mitzvahs, even the ones that have reason, and even the ones that we can keep because maybe there's a logical slant to it. Nevertheless, we show our commitment to Hashem in all the mitzvahs by doing the mitzvahs that are chukim, that are hard to understand, especially the mitzvah of Parah Aduma. Then, of course, a final idea of why it's called Zois Chukas HaTorah. This is the Chuk of the Torah. It's a very deep idea, born in Hasidic philosophy, and it says, and tells us, teaches us the following. That in essence, every mitzvah needs to be kept like a chuk. Every mitzvah needs to be kept like one of the mitzvahs that all make sense. Because, two ideas here. First of all, philosophically, when you do a mitzvah because of its reason, it's limiting. You do a mitzvah even because it makes sense, and the mitzvah is limited to how much it makes sense. And therefore, if a person has a question on that reason, a question on that logic, one day, the performance of the mitzvah becomes diminished, becomes weaker. Hashem is telling us, well, every mitzvah, zois chukah satorah, not just the chukah of the parah aduma, it's the chukah of the Torah. We should approach every single mitzvah with the primary motivation of keeping a mitzvah because Hashem said so. That's it. Nothing to do with the reason. And I'm committed to doing Hashem's mitzvahs. The reason is a bonus. The reason is good. The reason we understand it, it motivates us, it makes us excited, it gives us passion. But really, why am I doing this mitzvah? Because it's a mitzvah from Hashem. And to take it a step deeper, in Hasidus it explains that Zois Chukas HaTorah means that the entire Torah is in fact a chukah. Even the mitzvahs what we have reasons for, it's a reason which sort of the mitzvah evolved. The mitzvahs are called Rotzon Hashem, the will of Hashem. They don't have to have a reason. Just like a person sometimes wants things because just what it's an expression of the person, not because it's an explained thing necessarily. The mitzvahs are just expressions of Hashem's will. Some of those mitzvahs Hashem allowed to evolve into a reason, but at its very core, at its very essence, mitzvahs are all chukim. And that's why it explains why all mitzvahs need to be kept like chukim. Zois chukas ha-Torah. That we keep it because Hashem just said so. Even if for a reason, that's not the reason. And therefore, when we do it, we have the same energy, the same life, the same chayas, as if it was a mitzvah that doesn't have a reason. Those are a few ideas.